Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Look, the tabernacle home of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither will there be any more pain, because the former things are passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Indeed, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, because these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and those who go after prostitutes, and those who use drugs, and idolaters and all liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, sulfur, which is the second death. And there came to me one of the seven angels who had the seven vials bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and its gates and its wall. And the city lies foursquare, and the length is as large as the width. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, about 1,500 miles, 2,414 kilometers. The length and the width and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall 144 cubits, about 216 feet, 65.8 meters, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished, decorated, with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoprasus, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun, nor of the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates will not be shut at all by day, because there will be no night there, and they will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And in no way will anything that defiles or works abomination or makes a lie enter into it, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.